Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, it is high noon in the District of Columbia, and that's the only place we're at. We don't have to tell you what time it is in Madrid anymore. I had to do that a lot last week. It is time for our Paisanos Players Chat with our guy, Sam Cosby. But first, make sure you're checking out Paisanos Pizza. They got something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com. Sammy, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good right now.
You told me... So when I last saw you, it was in the locker room after the loss to Miami. You were obviously pretty downtrodden, and you said kind of how miserable that long flight home and everybody just kind of upset was going to be. Was it how you expected?
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, we had to wait around for a while. It's just, it was a long trip just to get back, but definitely would have been better with a win.
So as you kind of acclimate now, I mean, dude, I know that game was brutal and you guys were right there and then you lose it at the end. What does the bye week do for you, man? Like what are you trying to do this week physically, mentally, with your family? Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah, so... first and foremost, I'm just trying to get my body a time to heal and rest, vice versa with the mental especially, you know, just to get away. I've been in the building ever since.
Wow.
I mean, last August, so I've been there pretty much 24/7, it feels like, two summers ago. So I just need a break a little bit just to get away. I'm still going in the facility, still taking care of the body. From my perspective, family life, number two will be here in a couple weeks from now. So I'm just getting the house set for the little man to get into town and have everything ready to go, so I don't have to worry about that during the season.
Sure.
Sam, as you look at the game, were you able to see some things that improved for you all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, run game, we had quite a bit of yards in the run game, and that was able to open up some of the play action for sure. There's just some plays in the red zone that we weren't able to capitalize and definitely some calls we wanted back. I felt like our defense, stepped up and made plays when they needed to make plays. So it was good to see that. Just our defense kind of feeling like what they were before. So it was really cool to see them, have energy and fly around and make plays too. But we just weren't able to capitalize on a couple opportunities to win the ball game.
Talking with our friend Sam Cosby, Commander's right guard, for our weekly Paisanos player chat. No one appreciates the listeners more than our friends at Paisanos, and they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with promo code FAN30. You can load up on pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're craving by using the promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. Dude, I understand that a football game is far more than any one singular play, right? But as a player, when you have a chance at a game-winning kick, how difficult is it when you see it not go in?
I mean, it's kind of, you know, you put yourselves in that position to get down there. You know, a quick 2 minute to, you know, fingers crossed, you know, good operation and just, you know, pray it goes up in the uprights. But, you know, as soon as you see that, it kind of hits you in the gut. But like, all right, we gotta get back to work. And, you know, we're about to get an overtime. So that's kind of the first. But, I mean, right there. I mean, we're right there to win that ball game.
Yeah, I think a lot of times I get asked that question. I'm like, look, everybody has a job to do. And if it doesn't happen, you don't get mad because, hell, we may be in a situation where you don't do the block, you don't do the run, you don't throw the right pass, and you move past it. But it still hurts. You know, you don't lose your mind, but it hurts. But you feel, like you said, you got to get back out there going overtime and now make the plays to win the game.
Yep, for sure.
Now that you are home, how much have you eaten? Like, how quickly? So you guys got home, what, probably Monday morning or middle of the night, kind of Sunday night, Monday?
Yeah. It was like 1 a.m.
Wow.
Here, but it's really 7 a.m. in Madrid.
Right, so you were all screwed up.
Yeah, honestly, it was a lot easier to acclimate my body coming back than it was to going there.
Yeah. I thought so,
which
too.
It only took me not even, it just took me yesterday to just get back into the groove of it. It was really weird. But when I was there, when we went there, it took me a couple days to just get my body acclimated. It's really, really strange.
Dude, I think going there,
that was hell.
That was really tough. Back was way better.
Man, look, I got there, Sam, that morning at 5-something. When we got to the hotel, it was like 8. Our rooms weren't ready. When they finally let me in my room at 11, I had to be somewhere at 11:30, and then it didn't stop.
Yeah.
So I was suffering.
That's how he kind of felt when it came to getting there. I mean, it was just boom thing after another, after another, after another. And obviously with traveling to the facilities and, you know, everything spread out, you know, it just took more time throughout the day to do stuff. So, yeah, it was definitely felt like a haul each and every day just to you know, get through the days. Definitely different.
Obviously, the game, the result is just a killer, right? But how much did you enjoy the experience? That was your first international game, I believe, right?
Yeah, you know, I thoroughly enjoyed being able to see a different culture, especially. You know, there's a couple things I definitely noticed about just how they operate over there. You know, I was walking around and, you know, and taking Ubers and just looking around. I didn't see one, I don't know how the people would take, but I didn't see one fat person. Not a single fat person.
No fat people at all in the whole country.
No, no diabetes there, but good Lord, they're going to have lung cancer. I mean, everybody smokes over there. It's incredible. They're just packing. I mean, I think I saw like a kid smoking over there. So at a restaurant, I was looking at him like, how old does that kid have to be?
Yeah. It's like, but did you notice like the food tastes differently? And I thought it was fresher than me, to be honest with you.
No, by far. So, like, what we noticed when we were in the hotel, we normally get some wings for, like, a night snack. They were way smaller than the ones we get here in the States. But you could taste it, though. Like, there wasn't anything added to them. And then, like, you know, it's like ketchup. If you looked at the ketchup, the first thing you read is tomatoes. Right. You know,
whatever.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be some weird ingredients and all these added preservatives and stuff like that. So I could tell their food was definitely, you know, healthier, better quality. Obviously not the portion sizes. I mean, a lot of restaurants I had to order three or four entrees.
What did you think of the stadium? I mean, there was a lot of like burgundy and gold there. There was a lot going on. How was that experience for you?
I loved it. I loved to see everybody. I mean, it was really unique to see how many different jerseys there were from different teams, you know, as well. I mean, obviously a lot of burgundy and gold, but like just seeing, you know, other people there just representing the teams that they support. It was very, I mean, there was just a, it was, you know, almost like a color rush of just throughout the stands. So, you know, that was really neat to see that. And then obviously, you know, different situations too on the field. I mean, we kind of had to learn on cadence, like if we're in the red zone or we're backed up, we had to go on like a silent count. But in the middle of the field, we could just use regular cadence, which was just really weird that we had to figure out throughout the game. Yeah.
That is weird.
What I noticed, like, throughout the last 2 years, man, like every city you all travel to, the burgundy and gold shows up, you know, and I hope y'all were able to see that because they are really, really supporting you. Believe me.
Yeah, trust me. I mean, we do. I really do appreciate all the fans showing support and doing all that. And I know, like, with how we've been performing, especially, I know that's hard for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing more than for me personally wanting to win ball games and you know, I just, you know, we've had, from me being here, just such a drought for so long, and I hate to have a season how it's going right now. There's nothing more that I want to do than win ball games and be in contention, and, you know, see smiles on fans' faces. You know, I hate what we're going through right now.
I get it, man. We're talking with our friend Sam Cosmi, Commander's right guard, as part of our Paisanos players chat. No one appreciates fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos. They're proving it right now. Get $30 off. Get 30% off any order of $30 or more with the promo code FAN30. Pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're looking for, Paisanos has got it. Not just pizza, something for everyone. As people keep asking me, and I get asked this a lot, what has happened with Washington this season? And I think there's a number of layers to that question, but injuries are such a significant factor. As a player, like when you look around, whether it's in the huddle on Sunday in Madrid or just at practice, and you just notice how many guys aren't there, do you allow yourself to even notice that? I know it's a next man up league. I know what the mentality is. But when the changes have been so significant, is it just painfully obvious?
I mean, yes and no. You know, the rotation of guys that we've kind of had coming through, especially, you know, our huddle and going through that whole process. I mean, as an O-lineman, you can't obviously think that way and let that affect your play. Because regardless of your situation, our job is to protect the quarterback and we'll really protect the ball carrier. So whoever that is, wide receiver, running back, quarterback. So whoever they put back there, we're going to have to protect regardless of the situation at hand. But, yeah, I mean, it's different. It's different because, you know, it's a different group of guys, you know. Like last year was – I hate to, you know, go back to last year, but – you know, for the most part, we were pretty much healthy throughout the whole season. And right. We had a great chemistry of guys that no matter what, like, you know, we had that brotherhood of like, and that chemistry, not that we don't have a brotherhood, but it's like more of like a chemistry thing, if anything, you know, like every time, especially offensively, like we step on the field, we knew exactly what we got, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's just different. But from that standpoint, I mean, injuries do play a big factor, I feel like. And I feel like it is, hate to say this, an excuse, because it's like, you know, you pay players for a certain reason and you pay them a certain amount of money for that reason alone to perform at their level in which they play. And so not having those players definitely can hurt a team, you
right.
know.
Yeah.
And it's next man up, but it's like, you know, it's just, it's it's a different guy, you know. It's different guys out there. It's tough to navigate sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's like that. You know, it's just a chemistry thing, like you just stated, because you get to a point when you have the same guy on your left side, same guy on your right side. You don't even have to look at him. You automatically know just based off of what the situation is, what they're going to do. And when you put another person in that position, that doesn't happen. And it's as simple as that. You know, you have to think a little bit more. And then I always tell people, if you're thinking on the football field, you got a problem. If you're not reacting, you know, reacting is going to be easier for people to just do it. But when you're thinking about, oh, what is he going to do in this situation, it just makes you a little bit slower to the point.
Exactly. I completely agree with that statement there. I mean, for sure. If you're thinking, you're just that quick late to reacting. So you said it best right there.
Sam, with the bye this week, would you normally travel and you guys are sticking around just because you're so close to the baby's arrival, or do you normally just kind of lay low?
A little bit of both. I mean, if it was up to us, I mean, maybe have gone somewhere just for a little bit, but you know, baby's here. And then also just, I really want to, you know, take care of my body and put that first right now. So it's kind of the best of both worlds when it comes to that. And then just spending as much time with the little one before we have another addition to come into the family. So that's kind of the mentality coming into this week.
I get that. When you do vacation, are you a beach guy, a mountain guy? You like a Airbnb? You like a resort? Like, what do you like?
It's whatever the wife wants, you know?
Trust me, I know.
She's a beach gal. I like going to the beach. I also like going to the mountains. I used to ski all the time.
Did you?
Yeah.
What size were your skis, dude?
That's probably as big as you can get. but no, yeah. Skiing is one of my things that I love to do.
Like throughout really high school and stuff?
Yeah, high school and college, yeah.
Where would you guys go from Texas?
Colorado.
That's sick. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's the.
See, I'm telling you, man, you might be big, but you're an athlete, man.
Exactly. I'm flying down those hills, trust me.
People better get out of the way.
Big man rolling right there.
Have you done any skiing locally? Like, have you gone to any places you could drive to from Ashburn?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No, not really. I kind of haven't had the opportunity to really do anything like that. If I normally go, it's normally, like I said, with family and plan a trip to Colorado. But I haven't done. I didn't know there was a lot of places around here that you can do that.
Well, it's not Colorado, but I mean, the elevation is really just not that high. But dude, I bet from where you live, you could probably get to a place like Bryce Mountain or something within like 90 minutes, dude. Yeah. And it's really good places to learn to ski. It can be kind of icy at times. You got to hope for good snow, but if your background is Colorado and the West and the, you know, the Rockies, it's going to be significantly different, but you can ski on the East Coast. And if you go over to West Virginia or up into Pennsylvania or New York, even Western Maryland, there's some pretty good mountains.
Yeah. Right now, especially, that sounds about right about my speed. In high school, I would go on the blacks, but the diamonds. And yeah. But right now it's more like green, some blues, some more coasting, if anything.
I like a good blue at this stage of my life.
For sure. For sure.
I'm trying to set up a boys trip to my buddy's place in Park City in probably February. You'll have a 2-month-old baby. You think you can pull off coming with us?
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Hey, this is what you do to him, Sam. Just ask him when he had his kids where the hell did he go?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I went and changed diapers. That's what I did.
Yeah. Diapers and been gone for a whole season. Yeah. The wife's ready for the husband to be at home taking care of the load. So yeah.
Last thing, I know in that game you had to come out for a couple plays, you kinda got rolled up on. In the post game, you said you weren't necessarily thrilled with how that shook out. Were you going to file with the league? I don't know where that kind of landed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that clip's already been turned in.
Okay. What is the process? Like, when do you hear back, and how does that work out?
We got a guy on the team that I just, like, he's the head of that for us with when it comes to looking at stuff like that or missed calls. So either, you know, it's kind of, you know, talk to him about it. Just didn't appreciate how I got hurt on that play for something that was completely uncalled for to do. Mm-hmm. And I think it's ridiculous, but you never know how the league's going to respond to things. And they might let it go. I've gotten fined for really pointless things at times that, right, you know, you look at it and you're like, how the heck did I get fined for that? But, you know, and how the heck did somebody not get fined for, you know, that obvious thing, you know?
Right.
So, it's, they kind of just dictate based off of how they view things, you know, and just kind of have to go with it.
Well, good luck with that, and enjoy the bye week, dude. Get some rest and just hang with the family, and we'll catch up with you next week. You won't have to deal with the media for a whole week. Isn't that pleasant?
I know. And, you know, yeah. We'll,
in other words, you don't have to deal with JP.
Yeah.
Well, thank you,
see
dude.
See you next week, though.
All right, man.
We appreciate you guys.
All right, Sam. Take care, Sam.
Everybody. Yeah.
All right. That's our guy, Sam Cosmi, Washington Commanders right guard, joining us for the weekly Paisanos Players Chat. No one appreciates 106.7 The Fan listeners more than our friends at Paisanos, and they're proving it. Score 30% off any order of $30 or more with the promo code FAN30. Load up on pizza, wings, pasta, salads, whatever you're craving by using promo code FAN30 at checkout. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're ready for it, B. I think it's time to open these phones up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.